Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is listener-supported public radio at the University of Illinois, AM 580. Thanks for starting your day with us. This morning, it's time now for our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce.
Well, thank you, Dan, and good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at the resumption of trade on the Kansas City and Chicago boards of trade. Of course, we give the overnight numbers in our pre-opening commodity market report at 8:49. May wheat, that is, in Kansas City, opened this morning at 10.85, and that was up 16 on the open. We've seen a little change in how the trade is going as the numbers have turned down. We'll look at those in a moment. July wheat opened at 10.76, and that was up 4. May spring wheat opened 5 higher at 13.20, and July 5 higher at 11.60. In Chicago, May wheat opened at 10.45, and that was up 12. July at 10.40, and that was 7.5 higher on the open. September, 10.47, up 4. December 08 at 10.52, down 2. And July 09 opened at 9.89, down 6. The May corn opened at 5.49, down 3.25. July at 5.63, down 2. September at 5.65.5, down 2.5. December 08, 5.64.5, 4 lower. March 09 at 5.71, down 5.75. The July contract for 09 at 5.81.75 was 3/4 lower on the open. And December corn in Chicago opened at 5.39, December 09, this is, opened at 5.39.5, 2.5 lower. May soybeans, 13.35, 17 lower. July, 13.50, down 15.5 on the open. August soybeans at 13.37, were down 19. September opened at 12.88, down 22. November at 12.31, down 13.5. January at 12.28, down 32. March at 12.40, down 33 on the open. The May soybean meal opened at 352 even, down 320. July at 358, down 1 even. And the May soybean oil contract opened 10 higher at 5785. Soybean oil for July at 5795 was up 42.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Well, currently in Kansas City, wheat continues to trade 7 to 11 cents or so lower, and the wheat contracts in Chicago, 4 to 5 cents. Corn is in a pretty narrow range. The nearby May contract actually up 1/4, but December 08 down 1.5 right now. Soybeans in Chicago from 7 to 13 lower. And joining us on the telephone right now, Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group Indicator. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, what are you seeing in these numbers here?
Well, I think after the wild swings of the past 10 days or so, where we were sharply lower last week, and then we bounced back real sharply to the upside here the first 3 days of this week, the market is probably ready for a period of consolidation and just a breather, so to speak, until Monday's report. Monday's report is going to be a key number, whether or not it's correct or not. The markets will react to whatever USDA issues there on Monday morning. The other thing I think that's got the trade kind of willing to maybe consolidate a little bit, this is the first day of the larger limits. Requirements are being raised because of the larger limits, and we just basically see a continuation of liquidation in this market, and I think that's probably what's in it here more so than anything today. The beans, you probably have to view the bean action as still generally bearish. The decline that we had here first part of the month here was the steepest decline the bean market has had since it turned up out of its August low. And then now this rally that we've had this week kind of went back to a 38% retracement level at yesterday's high. So if the market is going to continue to move on higher and not take on a more bearish stance, it needs to probably exceed this week's high points by the first part of next week.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of strategies are you looking at to weather this out, to get through Monday's report and whatever?
Well, that's a hard one. I think, you know, probably at this point, the only one that I'd be a little concerned with is probably soybeans. I think, I'm in the opinion that the soybean number could be a little larger on the acres, and I think that would probably cast somewhat of a bearish tone to the bean market in the new crop. Old crop beans still are being supported, you know, by the Argentine strike, and we're getting more business up front here, kind of unexpected. But once that's over with, then the old crop, I think, then would probably take on a more bearish stance. But until we see Monday's numbers, it's going to be really hard to confirm one way or the other. I think the corn market is probably still in pretty good shape to move on higher. And that's going to a lot, I think, depend upon, too, Monday's corn planting number, which I'm kind of in the opinion that we could see a smaller number or a number that will be generally supported to the market. And then we're going to switch to weather. First half of April, I guess the 6 to 10 day maps are kind of warm and wet. But it looks like planting, anyway, in the major part of the Corn Belt is going to be delayed at least 2 weeks. And I think the market won't worry too much about a two-week delay, but I think anything beyond that, it'll start, providing some underlying support to the corn market.
Anything in the outside markets of interest to you this morning?
Well, outside markets, the dollar does look like it's trying to put in a little low. I mean, we had a rally there last week. That kind of continued here the first part of this week, and then we had a setback here the last couple of days, and now we're trying to hold above last week's low point. So it is at least trying to kind of stabilize, and if that stabilizes, then that would probably become more of a neutral to a negative factor to crude oil and gold, and as well as ag commodities. So I think everything is pretty well hinging upon what the dollar does, and the dollar at least is trying to make a stand here. And if it does, then I think that'll be removed as a positive influence to the general grain complex that we've seen basically over the winter months here.
All right, Dan, thank you very much.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker, and he's with ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. And he'll be back with Todd Gleason on the closing market report at 2:06 this afternoon to see how things fared in the markets today. Well, let's take a look at how the trading is doing right now. We see the wheat contract for May in Kansas City at 10.65 and three quarters. It's currently down 3 and a quarter. July at 10.65 and three quarters is down 6 and three quarters. May wheat in Chicago at 10.23, down 10. July at 10.24, down 8.5. And July, now we just read the July contract. The May contract for corn at 5.49 and a quarter is down 3. July corn at 5.61 and three quarters, down 3 and a quarter. September also down 3 and a quarter at 5.64 and three quarters. December 08 corn at 5.63 and a quarter, just changed to 5.64, down 4.5. And December 09 at 5.36 and a half, down 5.5. May soybeans 13.39 and a half, down 12 and three quarters. July at 13.52 and three quarters, down 12 and three quarters. August at 13.47, down 9. And November soybeans at 12.28, 16, just changed to 12.27 and a half, down 17 right now. May soybean meal, 353.70, down 180. July at 357, down 2 even. The May contract for soybean oil at 57.47 is down 28. July at 58.19, down 38. April live cattle, 89.20, down 95. June, 89.10, down 95. April feeder cattle 101.45, down 70. May at 103.60, down 95. April lean hogs 58.40, 97.5 higher, and May lean hogs at 68.70, 52.5 higher. Frozen pork bellies for May at 72.10, down 130, and July at 74.10, down 120. In the outside markets, crude oil for May at 106.10, up 20 cents a barrel. June 105.20, up 6 cents. CRB index is down 0.82 at 396.87. The dollar is up 0.18 at 31.54. The 15-minute delayed Dow Jones Industrial quote down 60 points now at 12,362. Our two-state forecast for today: in the northern part of Illinois and Indiana, mostly cloudy with showers of rain mixed with snow. Elsewhere, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, most numerous south of Interstate 70. Highs will range from 34 in northwest Illinois to 66 in the far south. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time right now, 10 o'clock.